from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shelty got hot at the beginning of that, didn't he, Paul? A little bit. I wonder if he's still listening.
Well, I think the biggest thing about it is
he was in a cornfield.
You gotta believe that he's, you know, just got a lot of heat.
I'm gonna
over
say
the
this.
Last 2 days, like he's, you know, I mean, yeah. I'm sure the other thing is he probably has like some sort of, I mean, you've coached games before, right? And this is completely, I can't imagine what it is at that level, so I'm not comparing this. But have you ever lost a game as a coach? Because I know I have. And afterwards, you kind of think of, maybe I should have done this different. Or maybe I should have done that different. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you sort of beat yourself up about it. And quite often, you're giving yourself way too much credit. Like, you're giving yourself way too much credit as a coach for having an impact on the game, because ultimately, if a player makes a play or two, we win. So that's where I would tell you how you do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think after every loss, every coach thinks about stuff. But the first question went a little bit sideways. I thought it was a clear one. I said, is there any move that you regret from the other night that you do differently, something like that? And he wanted me to rephrase the question. I thought it was a fairly straightforward question, didn't you?
I think part of what he was trying to say is, and I kind of respect him for this, don't put it out there as some general question. From own it. If you want to ask me a question, you own it, which you did.
What do you mean?
I think one of the things that happens is, rather than ask a straightforward question, and I'm not accusing you of this, I'm just saying at times when you're listening to press conferences, or if I've been in press conferences, whatever, you hear somebody say, well, a lot of people are saying this.
Yeah.
And I've actually heard managers, coaches, whatever, just say, I don't care what they're saying.
Yeah.
If you got a question, ask your question.
Yeah, my question was clear. Was there a move you regretted from the other day?
Right, and his thing was, okay, so, yep.
That's a yes or no question.
There's a lot of people that are criticizing me for a lot of different things. What are you criticizing for? He wanted you to go on the record.
I wasn't criticizing him yet.
Well, what is it that you wanted to know about? Which move of mine do you think I should be regretting?
And I guess what I do regret now is my answer wasn't all of them, of all your moves. And I think I tried to clarify, it was a straightforward question. Is there a move that you regret from the other day? It's a yes or no question. He could say, I got no regrets. I'd manage that game the same way twice. Or, yep, seventh inning. I thought it was a very clear question. We got to everything we needed to. Let's put this in the old replay machine, the video review machine. You got the question and the answer here, Sean? Had no bearing on a season. They do now, and so there's a lot more scrutiny. Is there any that you regret from the other day?
Well, I mean, be specific. Which ones are you going to ask me about? I think a vagueness of the question there, like, which ones do you want to talk about?
Do you have my response then? Then it got good. He'll give my response then. One sec, he said. All right. I thought there was nothing vague about the question. I didn't think. Did you?
I think what he wanted to know was, okay, there were a number of decisions I made that people were scrutinizing. Which one specifically do you really want to know about?
My question was, all the decisions, do you regret any of them? We could go decision by decision. I started out with it. He could have said, like I said, he could have said, no, I'm good with the game. Let's get the response then. I didn't know if there was one particular decision when you went back and reviewed the game and said, I would have done that differently. But let's talk about Holderman facing Peterson that one.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. I mean, he had a 100-mile-an-hour fastball middle away to the deepest part of the ballpark, and we got him to two strikes. We didn't finish him, just like Friday night we didn't finish.
Didn't finish who? Josh Bell? That'd be the answer to that one. So there's no world in which you would have Holderman face Peterson. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that Shelty just didn't say that. Yeah, I got to do that one differently. And if Chapman was available, the game's on the line at that point. Maybe better questions moving ahead with Shelty, or another question we could ask Paul is, why be so married to these individual roles in the bullpen? Why not use Bednar in that situation? Like, get creative. Like, we talk about high leverage. The game's on the line then. Right then.
Right.
Jock Peterson's coming up with a couple guys on, and you're trying to protect the lead. For me, I worry about the next inning. But the bottom line is, there's no way I face a struggling Holderman and a right-hander who struggles against lefties in general facing a lefty who's red hot and an absolute monster. And if one of his answers to me there was, well, it wouldn't have been Peterson anyway, they would have brought in Grichik.
Well, that's even better.
Right. Peterson's out for the rest of the game, which is still a very close game, and you have a better matchup. So I guess I wish that had just come off as, yeah, I blew that one. And to his credit, he has said that before.
Right.
Which is why I don't think he believes that. Either that, or this one has drawn so much heat that it's a tough one to cop to, Paul.
Right. No, I think you're right. I think you know, the thing about it is, if he wanted to be a jerk, he could have said, okay, well, let's go through every single decision, starting with my decision to start the game with Paul Skeens. You know what I mean? Like, he basically just wanted to, okay, let's cut through the chase. What are the decisions you really want to talk about?
Yeah.
That's all. And I think that's what he was saying. You know what's interesting? And this is why I'm not ready to say it's over. But I think if they go 4-5 or 5-4 in these next, let's say these next 12 games, they go, even if they go 7-5 in these next 12 games, right?
Yeah.
They're 14-8.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.